Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to the What You Read Next podcast, episode 52. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to Show Ride. So happy for you to tune in. Today, I want to share my top five books that I picked that I read this past summer. I do this episode every quarter. Tune into episode 35 for spring picks and episode 8 for my winter picks. Over the past few months, I read 40 books. In terms of genre, I read YA contemporary, literary fiction, thrillers, and historical fictions. Yep, I have diversified my genres. And if there is a theme for this quarter, is that I chose books that had strong female protagonists. Now let's get to today's books. The first book is How to Walk Away by Katherine Center. This book came from two recommendations. The first was from Clara, as we chatted about it in episode 39. She shared about this book and I was like intrigued about it. But then the second book recommendation came from Sarah's, from Sarah's Bookshelf's personalized book recommendation. She offers a service where you actually fill out a survey and she actually sends you a personalized book recommendation for you to pick up. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to try it. I've heard it a couple of times. I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to read this. And I completely love this. This book is compared from Me Before You. And you can see the parallels. But the good news is there's no major twist points. Like, and you're not going to be crying like Me Before You. So that's kind of exciting. So this is the story of Margaret, who after an accident, her life completely changes. We see her path toward recovery and how her life gets transformed. She's a strong female protagonist who against all odds gets everything she wants. It's a really good book to read. I encourage you to read it. There's romance, but it's not powering. There's a big arc of growth that happens. It's a coming of age process. The next book is Next Year in Havana by Chanel Clayton. This is my first dive into historical fiction and did not disappoint. This is the story of Elisa and Marcel, a grandmother and granddaughter, as they navigate Cuba during the revolution and present day. This book is atmospheric. You get to experience Cuba and its history. There's romance, but it doesn't overpower the story. It's a really good book. It definitely did transform. For me, I grew up in Puerto Rico, but I grew up around the exile community in Cuba. So I knew about the revolution, but I didn't realize how much it impacted. After reading this book, it just kind of like brought me back to my childhood. So it was definitely really, really challenging. It's definitely a book that completely changed, shifted my perspective. So I'm so grateful to have read this book. The next book is The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid. This is by far my favorite book in 2018 so far. This is another historical fiction that follows Evelyn as she shares her story to a journalist. Evelyn is a Hollywood starlet who came from nothing and made a name for herself. Yes, she married seven times, but her greatest love affair is not one of her husbands, which is pretty interesting. I absolutely love this story. This is a must read. And I finished reading and I couldn't wait to reread it again. It was one of those books that I was like, I need to read this over and over. It's amazing. So I hope you pick it up. The next book is Charlotte Walsh Likes to Win by Joe Piazza. This book is Sheryl Sandberg ran for Senate. What would her campaign look like? This book dives into the world of politics as a woman running for office. This is a timely read. It's actually set in 2018, present day. So it's set in the current political climate. It's a really good book to read. I read this in 24 hours. I couldn't put it down. I felt Charlotte was like really one of those characters that she actually dive into. She was not perfect. And that's what I love about it. She had her quirks. She had her moments. She had things that she did that she did not feel proud about that. And it was definitely an interesting book. So I definitely encourage you to read this. The final book is Anonymous Girl by Sarah Paganen and Gro Hendricks. This author duo does it again. The Wife Between Us was one of my top picks for the winter. And I got to read an advanced reader's copy of the new thrillers. And it was so good. This book is a psychological experiment and it's full of plot twists and you couldn't put it down. It's definitely, it's best to go blind, but all I can say is about a woman who goes to take a psychological survey and she gets immersed in this experiment over the course of months. The book comes out in January 2019 and I cannot recommend this enough. You should definitely pick it up. An honorable mention is The Banker's Wife by Christina Augers. This is a financial crime drama about offshore banking. There are two strong female protagonists, who are in the business of uncovering the truth. This is a page turner. I read it in 24 hours. I couldn't put it down. It's a really good book. It's even though it's lauded as a domestic thriller, it's actually not a domestic thriller. I think it's a financial thriller. It's a really good book. So I definitely encourage you to read this. My disappointed read, I have to mention this. So there's one disappointed read. It's The Incendiaries by R.O. Kwan. I ended up reading this book because it was short. It was about 200 pages, but boy, I completely hate it. The storyline follows a cult leader and a couple where the female main character joins the cult. It dives into the role of Christianity, privilege, fanatism. There's a major issue that happens in the book that we're not dealt with or completely ignore. This book has trigger warning, has sexual assault, it has, you know, protest, but the sexual assault is a big trigger warning for me, so I definitely wanted to share that. The book has many issues, and I encourage you to pick it up. Just skip it. Don't pick it. It's not worth it. So those are my top picks for the summer and my disappointed read. This fall, I'm planning to read more thrillers and historical fiction. For the month of October, I'm planning to read all things thrillers. So I can't wait to share those with you. Thank you so much for listening. For show notes with the list of book mentioned in this podcast, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. It's the best way for this podcast to get discovered by a new bookish audience. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.